This is episode 2, Start with the Heart, Know Your Belief System. I'm your host, Anya Haas. Today, I would like to talk to you about the belief system and explain a little bit more about it and why it is so important for you to understand what is inside of your belief system. Let me just start from the very beginning. Imagine that you are just being born. You are a beautiful mixture of your dad and of your mom. And they are giving you the most beautiful gift, almost like a clean plate that they are going to teach you how to be and how to function in this world. So for the first 6 years of your life, basically you are a sponge and you're receiving information, all of the information about how you proceed in your life. You're learning all of the behaviors, patterns of behaviors, norms. You have transmitted information through DNA of your parents, through your culture, all of their traditions, and you even have all of the family secrets inside of your DNA. So you carry with you all this plate, and almost like a disk that you could place in a computer, and all of the information is there. So when you think that in an adult life you are constantly creating something new, I wanted to tell you that actually, no, you are recreating the same pattern as it was taught to you, and it lies inside of your belief system when you were a little child. So the same pattern, it comes back to you over and over and over again, wanting or not wanting. So very often, even as adults, we consciously want something and somehow we are sabotaging ourselves and we receive something totally different, something the same that we are used to, and that's exactly what we are receiving. So for example, when you are an adult person and you would like to be in a very good relationship, but you grew up in a household when your mom was beat up by the father, when there were a lot of arguments, unconsciously, you probably created a belief system that men are not good. So your mind is going to protect you from being close in a relationship with a male. And unknowingly, it's going to recreate situations that you're not going to be able to find yourself a partner. So consciously, you are ready to have a partnership. Consciously, you would like to be a rich person, but unconsciously, you keep sabotaging yourself because there are some aspects of you that lies within your belief system. And they are very often connected to the fear and to your own insecurities, to your shame, to your guilt, to the grief, to all of those energetics, all of those emotions that make you feel very, very insecure. The best news is that actually you don't need to stay a slave to your old belief system. Every single day, every single moment, you have a chance to choose something different, because your brain actually doesn't know the difference between reality and illusion. So when you wake up in the morning and when you remind yourself of your old story, your brain is perceiving situation and understands the situations based on the same story that you kept telling yourself all of your life. So you live basically from the same story, from your history all the way to this moment right now. But whenever you decide, I don't want to live like this anymore, whenever you decide, I'm ready to change my life, you can definitely do it, because we have this incredible brain and it can break down the old belief system and it can create a new map through your awareness and through the process of neuroplasticity. The neuroplasticity is actually allowing the brain to be so plastic and recreate a new story for yourself. And it is not very easy process, as you probably can tell, because you will be probably sabotaging yourself, but it is very much possible. So let me just explain it, how it is when you are deciding to create something new. As you probably know, when people want to go on a new diet, they have a clear cut. Okay, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be on a new diet. And after a few weeks, they start being pulled to the way they used to be in the past, because that's what feels very familiar for them. Right? It's the same as when you decide, okay, I am going to go with something different, but then you keep sabotaging yourself along the way. It is like this because you're stepping out of your comfort zone and there is resistance. So when you think of everything that is on the left side, everything that is in the past is your comfort zone. Right? Like when I explain to you belief system is everything that is in the past. It is something that you learn in the past, and your mind is here to keep you safe, right? So your comfort zone is to make sure that you are feeling very comfortable and very easy in your life experience. So when you decide to do something out of your comfort zone, when you want to step out of your comfort zone and explore something different, naturally there is going to be resistance, because your mind doesn't know anything that is not being projected based on all of the past experiences. So the resistance often shows up as the sabotage. Imagine that you're stepping out of your comfort zone and you are going into the unknown and unfamiliar space. And your mind is almost like trying the new neighborhood, trying out, you know, how it would feel. And sooner or later, it starts feeling not comfortable so much. So it wants to pull you back in what feels very comfortable. That's why a lot of people break their diets, they break their promises, because they just come back to what feels comfortable. Is the same resistance as almost with addictions. When you want to break out of the addiction, it is not easy because your body, your brain, your mind is used to a certain behavior and it wants to pull you back in what is comfortable for you. So when you decide that I want to create a change, it's never good to start to make a huge change, because your brain, your mind is going to create sabotage for you. So that's why as executive coaches or life coaches, we suggest to start with the smallest step towards the direction you want to go. Because in that way, your brain is not going to make this and recognize this as something that is fearful and something that can make you feel totally not comfortable, and is going to accept this as a part of your journey. And the process of neuroplasticity, your brain is allowing you to create a new shape, a new map of your behaviors based on your daily choices. And so when you decide starting now on that you wake up in the morning and instead of going into big story, but you decide to think of something positive and stay in a gratitude, for example, you create a new habit for yourself. And when you start doing this, the same behavior daily over and over for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, you just created a new construct inside of your brain that was accepted by your mind, and actually it's starting to feel good for your mind to do the same behavior. So whatever action, whatever choice, whatever new thing you would like to introduce into your life, this is the best way to go. Start with the smallest possible step, because every smallest, even the smallest step towards the direction you want to go creates a huge shift inside of you. And when you get used to this smallest step, that's when there is a time for you to take another step. But don't ever drop all of your behavior today to shift it to something different the next day. Some people can do this, and I know many people, many clients that could do it, and I have to say bravo for them, and I am in awe of their behaviors and their changes and their creation. But I always suggest start small, because in that way your change becomes part of you. I always think, when people think like, I'm going to go on a diet. Well, it's not really going on a diet. It's about creating a shift, a new journey for yourself, a journey to become healthy. You know, like, so there is a difference. When I say to somebody, what do you really want? And when people want to say to me, oh, I want money, the answer is not really that's not the answer. It's not the answer that they want money. The answer is something that is underneath the money. So what is really what you want? And what is really your dream? And behind all the money, underneath all of the need, for example, for money, often is the need for freedom. Often is the need for a feeling of the safety. A lot of female executives, a lot of females in general, they need to feel, we need to feel safe, right? So I always suggest to go underneath and like find out the reasons truly why I want to do something, create the vision for yourself, and then go and create it. Because otherwise, if you're going to start doing whatever action, your belief system is going to start sabotaging your behaviors. So having the awareness of your own belief system, understanding your own patterns of behaviors, your culture, traditions, family of your origin, and understand the whole dynamic is going to help you to create vision for yourself that is connected to your life purpose, and understanding where is the familiar ground, what is the resistance, and what is on the other side of the resistance, right? Well, thank you so much for listening to me today. I'm very happy you were with me. And if you didn't have a chance yet to sign for this podcast, I will be more than happy to have you here, because I will be always here every week to say something about communication, about belief system, and about improving your vision and communicating well your vision so you get what you want in your life. Thank you again, and see you soon.